Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Kilaim Daf Samech in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shishi, in the middle of Aloha Dalet. We're starting at the top of the Amud. We learned the Mishnah regarding Piski Aris. Piski Aris means if you have 11 vines that are planted next to a fence, the fence causes this thing to be an Aris, to be a vineyard. Even though the middle part of the vineyard was cut off, and now you have 5 vines on one side and 5 side on the other side, the middle part is still us, so you can't plant over there because it's still considered to be one vineyard. Says the Gemara, "V'lo yishanya ben shibona goder v'chakach nota achat esekfonim, ben shinota achat esekfonim v'chakach bona goder." When you're creating this vineyard, it doesn't matter if the fence came first and then you planted the 11 vines, or you planted the 11 vines and then you put the fence. This creates this vineyard. In both of these cases, once the middle vine was cut off, then you get to the case of our Mishnah. You have your aris because you have your fence and you have your vines. You have your piski aris because you have the middle vine removed. So everything applies. It doesn't matter the order if the vines came first or the fence came first. Says the Gemara, chor v'goder, if the fence fell down, there's no more fence. And canaris, you like piski aris. Now you don't have any more the aris concept of a vineyard. You don't have the piski aris because once you don't have the fence that is chivish them, that puts them into a one surrounded area, it's not a vineyard according to Bisilel, and you don't have the din of piski aris as well. Rav Dumi, achud Rav Yosi bai. So Rav Dumi, the brother of Yosi, asked the question. Chazor Ubanya, there was a vineyard with the aris. You have the 11 vines and you have the fence. And the fence fell, so now there's no more aris. And he rebuilt the fence again. At omat chazir aris l'goymoy. That's clear that the aris comes back to his place. That's a vineyard again. The vineyard is defined by the fact they have a row next to a fence. So the fact that the fence fell and he rebuilt it, you go back to have a vineyard. But what about the piski aris? If you had 11 vines and a fence, and the middle vine was cut off, so now the middle part has a din of piski aris that our mission discusses. And then the fence fell, and you rebuild the fence. Do you go back to its original state, and you have a piski aris? Or now you look at it as a new thing that was just built. There's no piski aris. The space in the between is you could plant there because it's considered to be just two separate vineyards that have no relation to each other. And the Gemara does not answer this question. Rabbi Yosi b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan brought a story. In this location called Nag Nigar, Rabbi Yochanan burned Zroim, grain that was planted next to a vineyard. Masorf, what exactly did he burn? Piski Arisorf, the case of our Mishnah, that you have plants that were planted in between the vines, and the area where used to be a vine over there, and the vine was removed. Rabbi Yochanan, he said, again, said a similar story. The Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri burned the Nagigar. But what was the case over there? Masorf, what did he burn? Ben Oris the Godersorf. Not between the vines, but between the vine and the fence. Now, we're not talking about the row that you had 11 vines and the middle vine was removed and something was planted in that area. The Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri burned. We're talking about when you had a vines planted next to a fence, and somebody planted between the vines and the fence. Says the Gemara, Omar B'Yosi Kashyasu Kamir Rabbi Yaakov Baracho. I asked the question to Rabbi Yaakov Baracho. Nicho Piski Aris Soraf. Bishop, if you tell me, to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri burned was the Piski Aris, the area between the vines, and the area where one of the vines were removed. I understand the Chiddush. Why? Divi Chachom Michalukim Olaf. I understand. The Prabhu Chachim argue. Because although you're not allowed to plant grain there, but to say that if you did plant, you have to burn it, that's a chiddush. Burning means it's not only asur to do l'chatchila, but even b'di'evet, it becomes asur in a way that's isur d'oraisa. It's isur kilai mamish, it's a real kilai, and they have to burn. Chachamim disagree. They say, we do not allow you to plant in the piski aris, but if you did plant, it's not, you don't have to burn it. But if you tell me that the case is bin aris to God of Saraf, that he burned what was planted between the vines and the fence, arguing, everybody agrees that it's kilai mamish that you have to burn. So what is the chiddush? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri burned it. Says the Gemara in Samach Amud Beis, v'lishmiya, did he hear the Omer of Yaakov Be'acho? Yaakov Be'acho himself said, "Is palgun Rabbi Yochanan ben Shimon Lakish." It's really a machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan ben Shimon Lakish. Oris atzmoy ma'al, regular oris, meaning the vines that are planted next to a fence. Rebbechon Amar also mekadesh. Rebbechon holds that's kilayim mamesh. You have to burn it. Reb Chaim brings over here. It's a loch lemoish mesina, and that's kilayim, and you have to burn it. Reb Shimon Lakish Amar also veinu mekadesh. Reb Shimon Lakish holds it's not a yisod deraisa. It's only a yisod derabanan. You're not allowed to do it, and you're not allowed to eat it. But it's not mekadesh. You don't have to burn it. So really, it's a machlekas amaroyim, and that's the chiddush over here. The Rebbechon ben Nuri burned the whatever was growing between the vines and the fence, like a Rebbechon. Not like Rish Lakish. Kodir Zimoran says, Orish Yoitze Mina Koisel. As we mentioned in the Mishnah, we're talking about an L-shaped wall, and you have vines planted next to the wall. So then you are allowed to plant in the continuation of the wall if there's no vines over there, after you be marchik six tvachim. Once you were six tvachim away from the last vine, you could plant even though the wall continues. The vineyard itself does not continue according to Tanakhama. Says the Gemara, "Vushiyeh bekeren zovis arba tfachim kedei mokar." The only time I led you to plant in the continuation of the wall, if that continuation after the vineyard is more than four tfachim, because then it's mokam chashul latz, but then it stands on its own, so you can plant there. But if the area after the wall is less than four tfachim, so then you don't measure the six tfachim from the vine; you measure the six tfachim from the end of the koisel. So we're saying that once the koisel continues, the vineyard stops by the vines. And all you need to do is six tfachim from the last vine. But if the wall that continues is less than four tfachim, then you consider the vineyard continuing until the edge of the wall. Continues the Gemara, quotes the Mishnah, Abiyasi Yoyim, Abiyasi argues and says you need four ames when you have the continuation of the wall. Now, we have Abiyasi over here, because Abiyasi holds when you have a wall, has a din of choivish, meaning it has a din of something surrounded. And when it's surrounded, you need to have a harachok, you have to have a distance of four ames. A similar thing we learned earlier, that when you have a vine growing in a neka, growing in a pit, so then you need to have four amah distance from the vine, because the pit surrounds the vine and makes it dover chavush, and that's why you have to have a chumra, four amahs, that's what Abayisi says over there. So we have Abayisi in both places. So it says the Gemara, you need to have both. Ilu tanin tohoch, if you say our Mishnah, v'loy tanin to tamon, you want to say there, halamin in hochal edishu, halachas oris at omar osur. Here, because it has a din of aris, the wall together with the vines creates a vineyard. So then you have to do a distance of four amas. Tamon al de sheino al chasaris, but then it's not aris, it's just a vine growing in a pit. Atoma mutter. Maybe you'd say you don't have to have a four amas distance. Havetzucha mati tamon. That's what we need the Mishnah over there. Oyilu taninto tamon. If you say the Mishnah over there, veloy taninto ocher, you want to say our Mishnah. Havin armin, we would say, taman al de shumiguf of meabu uchoisov. There, the pit has four walls. So the vine is surrounded with four walls from four different directions. Atomar also, that's why it's also. But here, you don't have four walls, it's only one wall. Atomar mutter, maybe it will be mutter to plant with six talking away from the vine. You don't have to have the four amas. That's why you need the Mishnah over here, and you need the Mishnah earlier to tell you the Chiddush Rabbeisi, the Izmachman in both cases, that this is considered to be surrounded, and it has a bit of a vineyard that requires a four amo distance. Haperach ha'yotze min ha'aris, to learn in the Mishnah, when you have aris, and then you have one branch, one stem coming out of this aris, this vineyard, so then the Mishnah says that you look at it as if you have a metul teles. A metul teles is a type of scale, it's a plumb line going down from the tree, and you're not allowed to plant underneath that tree, underneath that branch. Says the Gemara, Taman, there in Bavel, Omar, Atroi Keilu, Shibut Shemateches Tochuf Boy. Meaning, in Bavel, they explain, you look at it as if you have a metal spit coming down from the branch, and now you're not allowed to plant. Shimbar Bo, Vishrabi Echadon, Admakum Shehu Nakwan, until a place where it folds. So, according to Rab Chai, and the Pshan, the Gemara is, the question is, how do you measure beneath a branch? Is it a straight line beneath a branch? Whatever is straight below the branch, you're not allowed to plant, like as if you have a metal spit going down, or you're using a plumb line. Metutelos means like that scale, it moves a little bit. It's not a direct straight line, it moves a little bit in the wind. So you need to have a larger area to be osur. So in Bavel, they said only a straight line underneath the branch is osur. And according to Birkadon, you have a little more of a space, which is osur to plant there. Continues the Gemara of Samechal from Mudalef, Rav Chama bar Ukva b'Shir Rabbi Yosef ben Chanino. Tachas ha'eshkolis also mekadesh. Underneath the grapes, whatever is underneath that, you're not allowed to plant, and if you plant it, it becomes osur, it's a isur kila, and they have to burn. But underneath the leaves, then you don't have to burn, because that's not kila imamish if it's not under the fruits. Even underneath the leaves, it's also osur and becomes a kila imamish that you have to burn. Meaning, the discussion is, what is considered to be the main part of the vine that causes kilayim? Is it only the fruits, or it's also the leaves? Hadron aloch ezoharis, hadron aloch ezoharis. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim, Daf Samech.